Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the ABC radio app for your iOS device, whether that be an iPod Touch, iPhone, iPad, and of course the iPad Mini. For this demonstration, I'll actually be demonstrating the ABC radio app on my iPhone 5, of course using VoiceOver. And just a note about VoiceOver, of course, the main gestures I will be using are one finger drag around the screen to find what's under my finger, one finger flick left or right to move to the previous or next item on the screen, and of course a one finger double tap for VoiceOver anywhere on the screen to activate the last item that was spoken by VoiceOver. And for those that may not know, the ABC radio app contains all the ABC stations around Australia that you can listen to live. So I'm currently sitting at one of my home screens that contains the ABC radio app. So I'm just going to touch the screen.
ABC radio.
Okay, double tap there's to the open. ABC radio application. And as you can tell, I've got my hints turned on with VoiceOver. So one finger double tap to activate the ABC radio app.
ABC radio in progress, 702 ABC Sydney screen, heading.
Okay, and as you can tell, I've currently been using mine to listen to ABC radio 702, which is the local station in Sydney, Australia. And basically, anytime you go into the application, it will be on the play station screen of the last station that you were listening to. And a good way just to give you an idea of the screen is to use another VoiceOver command, which is a two-finger swipe up, which will read from the top of the screen to the bottom. So here we go now. Two-finger swipe up.
702 ABC Sydney screen. Heading. Information. Button. Share. Button. Conversations with Richard Feidler on 702 ABC Sydney. Volume. 56%. Adjustable. Play. Button. Program guide. Button. Settings. Button. Browse stations. Button. Sleep mode. Off. Button.
Okay, and that's the screen. Nice and straightforward. So you heard the information button, which if I touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Information. Button. Tells you about 702 ABC Sydney and the conversations program.
Okay, so it tells me about the radio station channel and the current program playing. If I flick to the right to the share button.
Share button. Shares information about what you are listening to via Facebook, Twitter or email.
Okay, so the help is also telling me, as the previous one did, what I can do with this particular item. So I can share information about the current program out to Twitter, Facebook or via email. And flick to the right again with one finger.
Conversations with Richard Feidler on 702 ABC Sydney.
Okay, so that's the current channel playing on 702 ABC Sydney. Flick to the right again.
Volume, 56%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That adjusts the volume of the station playback. One more finger, flick to the right again.
Play, button. Play 702 ABC Sydney.
So that tells me it's going to play 702 ABC Sydney if I double tap. One finger, flick to the right.
Program guide, button. Displays the program guide for 702 ABC Sydney.
That's the program guide for 702 ABC Sydney. So, of course, that program guide would, of course, change depending on what station you're currently looking at in the station view. And one more finger flick to the right.
Settings. Button. Displays the app settings.
Okay, displays the application settings. And, of course, the settings for the general ABC radio app. And these buttons are at the bottom of the screen. So the settings button is on the left, and in the middle we have...
Browse stations button. Go to the browse stations screen.
I just did a one finger flick to the right there to get to browse stations, and that allows me to view other stations that are available via the ABC radio app. And one more finger flick to the right.
Sleep mode off button. Displays the sleep timer page.
And that's the sleep timer page, which has got sleep for 10 minutes, etc. And also one that I really like is a sleep mode that says go to sleep when the current program has stopped, which is actually quite nifty when you're listening at night time. Now, I just want to show you one feature that I've turned on in settings, which makes using the ABC radio app a little bit faster for me, particularly getting to previously listened to stations. So if I touch the left-hand side down the bottom for settings,
settings button,
finger double tap,
settings, settings screen, heading.
And I'm going to do one finger flick to the right rather than just dragging my finger around.
Close button, app version 1.1.
And it's the app version 1.1 of this recording.
Recent stations on button. Toggles whether the app remembers recent stations you have listened to.
Okay, so as it said, it remembers the recent stations that I've listened to. So when we get to there in a minute, the browse station list normally just has a list of the currently available stations for ABC. But when you have this turned on, at the top of the screen, you have a list of your currently listened to ABC radio stations, which is quite nifty, and I'll show that in a minute. Let me find the close button, which is at the top right-hand side of the screen.
Close button takes you back to the 702 ABC Sydney screen.
Okay, and of course, depending on what other station that is, that close button will say it's returning you to that station screen view. And of course, I could have also done a one-finger flick back to the left to find that close button as well. So one finger double tap on close.
702 ABC Sydney screen, heading.
Okay, and I'm back in this case to the 702 or 702 ABC radio screen. And just so you can hear what the sounds like for this particular radio station, how you play it, I'm going to take my finger down to the home button down the bottom of the screen and take my finger up.
Browse stations button.
There's the browse stations button in the middle.
Keep going up. Play button.
Okay, there's the play button.
Play 702 ABC Sydney.
If I take my finger to the right, dragging on the screen.
Program guide button.
Okay, that's where the program guide
displays
is
the program
on the
guide for 702 ABC Sydney.
This station play screen is extremely well laid out. And also, when we get to it in a minute, the browse station screen is also extremely well laid out. So don't be nervous to explore the layout of the application by just dragging your finger around, because you will be able to use the application much more efficiently than just flicking left or right on the screen. Okay, let me just drag my finger back to the left.
Play button. Play 702 ABC Sydney.
Let me just do a one finger double tap on the play button now. And remember, as I said in the beginning, because it's the last thing that VoiceOver spoke, I can now do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen. So I'll do that now. One finger double tap.
Button.
Vastly more complicated and emotional.
Vastly more complicated and emotional.
And in front of thousands of people.
In front of thousands of people, but that's really what it was.
And I just did a one finger double tap
button
to stop. Okay, so let's now go and look at the station browse screen. So I'm going to come down the bottom of the screen and I'll drag my finger up above the home button.
Browse stations button. Go to the browse stations screen.
Okay, and I'll go to the browse stations screen. One finger double tap.
Browse stations screen.
And I'm going to touch my finger towards the top.
11:23 a.m.
It's the status
line.
Bar
item.
Bring my finger down.
Current station 702 ABC Sydney, heading.
So it tells me the current station that's playing, which is 702 ABC Sydney.
Play button.
There's a play button.
Play 702 ABC Sydney.
That's directly underneath the station name. Now, so I get this particular heading, take my finger to the top left-hand side of the screen.
Close button takes you back to the 702 ABC Sydney screen.
Okay, so that tells me that it takes me back to the 702 ABC screen. So as you might begin to realise, the whole ABC radio app is built around your current station screen, okay? So I'm drawing my finger down.
Recently played, heading.
That's recently played stations or access stations. And if this wasn't turned on, you'll just have the straight stations list view on the screen, which we'll get to in a minute by just going further down the screen. So rather than just dragging my finger down now, I'm going to be lazy to some extent and just do one finger flick to the right now.
702 ABC Sydney button. Go to the 702 ABC Sydney screen.
Okay, that's 702 ABC Sydney that I was just listening to. One finger flick to the right.
ABC Jazz button.
ABC Jazz.
Go to the ABC Jazz screen.
One finger flick to the right.
ABC Classic FM button. go to the ABC Classic FM screen.
ABC Classic FM. One finger flick to the right.
Triple J. Button.
Triple J. And now if I do another one finger flick to the right.
All stations. Heading.
This is the all stations heading that you would have if you didn't have the recently accessed stations item turned on in settings that I showed you a while ago. So what we've got now are all the stations for ABC Radio around Australia, which also includes special events when ABC is broadcasting those events. So if I do one finger flick to the right.
Triple J button.
So what I'm going to do is flick through all the stations for ABC Radio around Australia, but I'm actually going to keep the voice quiet after each one by just doing a two-finger touch on the screen so we don't have to listen to the hints each time I go to a new radio station in the list. Okay, so here we go. One finger flick to the right.
ABC News Radio button.
ABC News Radio. And of course, any one of these you can one finger double tap to bring up that ABC Radio channel station screen. And since there's quite a few stations in this particular list, remember that you can drag your finger down or do a one finger flick right or left to move up and down the screen as well. So just take it as read, so to speak, that I'm doing a one finger flick to the right now for the rest of this list to show you what stations are available. So here we go.
RN button.
That's RN as in Radio National.
ABC Classic FM button.
ABC Radio Classic FM.
Triple J Unearthed button.
Triple J Unearthed.
ABC Dig Music button.
ABC Dig Music.
ABC Jazz button.
ABC Jazz.
ABC Country button.
ABC Country.
ABC Grandstand button.
ABC Grandstand.
ABC Extra button.
ABC Extra.
891 ABC Adelaide.
That's
button.
ABC Adelaide.
612 ABC Brisbane button.
ABC Brisbane.
666 ABC Canberra button.
ABC Canberra.
ABC Coast FM button.
ABC Coast FM, which I'm not actually sure where that is, but never mind.
105.7 ABC Darwin button.
ABC Darwin.
936 ABC Hobart button.
ABC Hobart.
774 ABC Melbourne button.
ABC Melbourne.
1233 ABC Newcastle button.
ABC Newcastle.
720 ABC Perth button.
ABC Perth. Okay, and finally,
702 ABC Sydney button.
ABC Sydney. So as you can tell, it's quite a long list, which makes that recently accessed stations option at the top quite nifty, because you can quickly access your last number of stations that you've recently been listening to. So I'm going to go back to the top of my screen, touch towards the top to the close button.
Close button.
And one finger flick to the right.
Current station, play. But recently played, 702 ABC Sydney button.
And I'm just going to do one finger flick to the right at the moment just to get to another station.
ABC Jazz button.
ABC Jazz. And let me do one finger double tap on ABC Jazz.
ABC Jazz screen heading.
Okay, so it starts playing snow some lovely shoes, jazz music. Midwinter blues have got me down. Now my focus just is not currently on the play pause button, but remember if VoiceOver on iOS devices that you can do a two finger double tap on the screen to stop the item from playing. So I'll do that now. Okay, and I've just stopped the whole radio station from playing by just doing a two finger double tap on the screen, because obviously sometimes you may not want the station playing and a two-finger double tap will start and stop it. So if I do a two-finger double tap again. Okay, I've restarted the radio station playing the ABC Jazz. Okay, two-finger double tap again and I've stopped it. Or I can come down to the home button down the bottom, drag my finger up.
Browse stations button.
Keep going up.
Play button. Plays ABC Jazz.
Okay, so it's telling me it's playing ABC Jazz. One finger double tap.
Buffering. Button. Stop. Button.
Okay, you heard it say the stop button. Unpack the car. See how things are. We'll roll up all of the blinds. One finger double tap again. Sunlight in. We've come a long way. A small price.
Play. Button.
as you may have noticed, if the radio station is playing, you can do a two-finger double tap to start and stop the station from playing, or you can locate the play button, which I did by just going down to the bottom to the home button, dragging my finger up to find the play button, and then a one-finger double tap on that play button, of course, to start and stop the radio station from playing in that particular way. And as you might have noticed, when I was in 702 ABC Sydney, it told me the current program that was currently being broadcast. Well, now it's music playing. It's going to tell me what particular music track is playing. So I'm on the play button. So I'm just going to do one finger flick to the left to go up the screen.
Play button volume 56%. Now playing Under the Sun by Michael Franks from the album Rendezvous in Rio.
Okay, so it tells me the artist, the track, and what album it's from, which is actually very, very nice. Just let me quickly show you the program guide. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to use the browse button to go back to the browse station screen and select 702 ABC Sydney. So down to the bottom to the home button, drag my finger up.
Browse stations button.
One finger double tap on browse stations.
Browse stations screen.
Top of screen.
Close.
One finger
button.
One finger flick to the right.
Current station ABC Jazz.
Tells me the current station.
Play.
There's the play button.
Recently played ABC Jazz. 702 ABC Sydney.
Okay. 702 ABC Sydney.
702 ABC Sydney screen. Heading.
Placed in a movie necessarily, or, you know.
Or an ad campaign for BMWs or something.
Yeah, so it's back to that program that was playing before when I was in 702. So as you can notice, when I first went into the application from the home screen, it wasn't playing anything. But now that I'm actually in the application and when I change stations, it will start playing the station straight away. So you actually don't have to go to the play button and start it playing, but it's handy that you can then do that two-finger double tap to start and stop the station playing. Okay, so let me go to the program guide. So the program guide, remember, was to the right of the play button. So I'm going to take my finger down to the home button, come up.
Browse station. Play.
Over to
button.
The right.
Program guide.
And
button.
There's the program guide button.
Displays the program guide for 702 ABC Sydney.
Okay, so I'm going to finger double tap on that.
Program guide screen for 702 ABC Sydney on Thursday, May 30th. Heading.
Okay, so it tells me it's the ABC guide for 702 and the date today is the 30th Thursday. And again, you can drag your finger down the screen, or I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Program guide screen for 702 ABC Sydney on Thursday, May 30th.
One finger
heading.
Flick to the right.
Close button. Next day button.
So that's the next day button to go to the next day view. And if I went to the next day, there would also be a previous day button that would appear on the screen as well. But for the moment, I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
12 a.m. Nightlife. Tony Delroy. Nightlife with Tony Delroy is eclectic and companionable talk radio at its best. From the cult quiz The Challenge to news, current affairs, advice and stimulating chat with guests from around Australia and the world, there's a lot to keep you awake into the smaller hours.
Okay, so quite a lot of information about the program for each time slot for programming. So it's past 11 o'clock, so I'm going to do one finger flick down to hear 11 a.m.
2 a.m. 5:30 a.m. 7:45 a.m. 8 a.m.
Each time is to do with the
8:30 a.m. 11 a.m.
And there it is.
Conversations. Richard Feidler. Conversations with Richard Feidler draws you deeper into the life story of someone you may have heard about.
So that's the information about Richard Feidler's program. And if I want to find out what's on next, it's at 12 o'clock. One finger flick to the right.
12 p.m. The World Today. Eleanor Hall. The World Today is a comprehensive current affairs program which backgrounds, analyses, interprets and encourages debate on events and issues of interest and importance to all Australians.
Okay, so that's The World Today at 12 p.m. So as you can tell, very easy to access the program guide screen.
Close button.
Okay, and one finger double tap.
702 ABC Sydney screen, heading.
And again, I'm back to the 702 ABC station play screen, and of course I can do a two-finger double tap. Start, which is program playing again. Two-finger double tap to stop. And of course, if you want to adjust the volume, let me go back to the ABC Jazz channel. So down at the bottom to the home button, drag up to the
browse button. Stations. Button.
Finger double tap.
Browse station screen.
Top of screen
close.
Left hand side.
Button.
Close button. One finger flick to the right.
Current station. Play. but recently played 702 ABC Jazz.
When you double tap on ABC Jazz, it'll start playing it.
ABC Jazz screen, heading.
Okay, let me come down to the home button.
Browse stations.
Let's browse up.
Stop button.
There's the stop button because that player stops button has no change to stop. One finger flick to the left.
Volume 56%.
There's volume. Adjustable. One finger flick down.
46%, 36%, 26%, 16%.
Okay, and as you can tell, it also turns the volume down for voiceover as well. If I do one finger flick up.
26%, 56%, 66%, 76%.
Okay. Very loud. You watch.
66%, 56%.
Of course, two finger double tap. Stops it playing. And let me finally just show you what the sleep button does. So remember, the sleep button was at the bottom where you had settings, browse, and sleep. So I'm going to touch on the screen, the bottom right hand side.
Sleep mode off button.
Yeah, it says sleep mode currently off.
Displays the sleep time. Sleep mode off. Sleep timer screen heading.
Okay, sleep timer screen. Touch top left hand side of the screen.
Sleep timer screen heading. Close button. Takes you back to the ABC Jazz screen.
Okay, there's a close button.
Selected, off.
Okay, so it currently says off.
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
45 minutes.
45.
60 minutes.
60.
90 minutes.
90.
End of the current program.
End of the current program. And that's it. But if I wanted to select 10 minutes, so one finger flick back to the left.
90 minutes, 60 minutes, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
One finger double tap. Okay, and I want to go back to the PlayStation screen, in this case for ABC Jazz. So touch top right hand side of the screen.
Close button.
One finger double tap.
ABC Jazz screen heading.
Now remember, because I've just gone back to the screen, I haven't switched channels. I can now start it playing by just doing a two-finger double tap if I so wished, or down the bottom of the screen to find the home button, come up.
Browse stations.
Browse, keep going up.
Play button.
Play, one-finger double tap.
Buffering button. Stop.
Okay, and if
button.
I touch the bottom right-hand side of the screen.
Sleep mode on button.
It says sleep mode on.
Displays the sleep timer page.
Okay, now what it won't tell you is how much time you've got remaining. But it will definitely stop when it's finished. Okay, now I just want to show you one really cool thing that's left. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap on the screen. Stop the music playing. But this is nice about running music applications on your iOS device. If I now press the home button to come out of the ABC Radio app.
ABC Radio. Double tap to open.
Okay, so I'm back to my home screen. Even though I'm out of the ABC Radio application, I can still do a two-finger double tap. Okay, and that will start the station playing again. I don't actually have to be in the ABC Radio app once I've started music playing. And I can now go and use any other program, such as email, and have the ABC playing in the background. So two-finger double tap, of course, stops as it did in the application. And of course, when you go back into the application, so one finger double tap.
ABC Radio, ABC Jazz screen, heading.
Okay, it's very nice because it tells you straight away, like it did when I first went in there about 7:02, it tells me that I've last been listening to ABC Jazz. So of course, I could locate the play button on the screen and double tap with one finger to start it playing. Or if I'd already had it playing, of course, the two finger double tap to start and stop the current program from playing. So let me just press the home button to come out of the ABC Radio app.
ABC Radio. Double tap to open.
So that concludes this demonstration of the ABC Radio app, which allows you to listen to all ABC radio stations from around Australia. And as you can tell during the demonstration, the app is completely, fully accessible by using VoiceOver. The station play screen, the browse station screen, the program guide, the settings, the sleep mode, etc., are completely all accessible with VoiceOver on your iOS device, whether that be the iPod Touch, iPad, iPad Mini, or in my case, my iPhone 5. So with that, thanks for listening as always, and bye for now, and I'm going to listen to a bit more ABC Jazz. Goodbye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.